Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com or jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to check out our blog, which has only been up for a couple of weeks. I'd like for you to look at it and tell me what you think about it. Ken Lebo is our guest, and he's a blogger extraordinaire. He's not just a blogger, folks. He is an expert on blogs. That's what he does. He studies blogs. He doesn't have a life, so this is what he does. And as you know him very well as the guy who wrote all the incredible things to do on the Internet books, the 300 incredible things for golfers and seniors and travelers and all other kinds of interests. And as I mentioned earlier in the hour, we were telling you about Ken way before he was cool. He's our good friend. Ken Lebo, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. And you were a CPA in your former life, weren't you?
Well, it was funny because when I was listening to you announcing a CPA coming on after me, I said, you would never want me to talk anything about taxes or anything in the accounting world because I wouldn't be giving out good advice. But yes, I was a CPA about 20-some-odd years ago.
Yeah, I couldn't remember how long ago it was. But anyway, Ken, you've been helping us understand some of the new technology. You've talked to us in the past, recently, in the recent past about blogging and about using podcasting and that sort of thing. And you're here today to talk to us about another pretty interesting capability, and that's RSS, which stands for Really Simple Syndication. Now, what in the world is this stuff?
That's if I have one claim to fame about technology, what I do is I simplify technology. And RSS, you know, the tech world loves, these little abbreviations and buzzwords and so forth. And RSS, what does that really mean? And that's one of the problems, I think, is that it doesn't, by saying really simple syndication, you kind of scratch your head and say, what is that?
Right, right.
And here, I'm going to try and give as simple an explanation as possible. As an example, I'm looking at a web page now, which you set up, and you set it up for free. And these feeds, in essence, it could be a newspaper, it could be a blog, and I'll give you a couple of examples of my RSS feed. I'm looking at one, Scientific America, American, the magazine, which is online, is one of my feeds. Now, the interesting thing is, rather than you going to a website to read an article, possibly in Scientific American, it's coming to you. So instead of going to the website, you set up your own site, which is these RSS feeds or newspapers coming to you, and they come to you as opposed to you having to go to websites.
So in the old days, you'd click around on the Internet, you'd find a site that you liked, you'd find something that was interesting, a place that you thought would be handy later on, you'd want to go back to it, and so you'd bookmark it, you'd put it in your favorites, and maybe you'd remember to go back there, maybe you wouldn't. I mean, how many times a year, Ken, have you gone through your favorites list and deleted websites that you thought would be interesting that you wind up never using, or reminded yourself that you hadn't been back to that site even though you intended to?
Exactly. That's a great point. When I ask people about their bookmarks or whatever, they tend not to use them because if you do, in fact, use them, after a day or a week or a month, they get so messy that they become unusable.
Because they change the content on those pages all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And the nice thing about these RSS feeds, once you set
them up. Let's stop for just a minute. Let's talk about, before we talk about how you use them, let's talk a little bit about the technology, because I think this is important. Tell us how an RSS feed is actually available to us. There actually is a software capability.
Exactly. There are products, and again, as far as I know, most, if not all, are free, that allow you to create them for yourself. So as an example, I use, and this is the website actually, it's bloglines.com, and that's a very popular one. That's blog, as in B-L-O-G, lines.com. And you go there and you just set it up literally in about a minute or so.
Think of it like an email client. Think of it as it's not unlike, it manifests on your screen, not unlike the way an email works, does it?
That's right.
Ken?
And once you set it up, you tell it what you want to read. So if it may be, like, I get things from the Wall Street Journal. I get things from the New York Times. I get feeds from other blogs. So, and you can have,
and all of them come into the same window, right? They all come into the same, like email comes in from different locations.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can, another one is like Business Week, things like that. Mm-hmm. And you can have as few as one feed, which sounds kind of silly, or you could have literally thousands. Now, if you have thousands, you, like you said earlier, you wouldn't have a life. You'd never be able to go outside.
I think you told me that you have 70. Didn't you tell me once you had about 70 feeds that come to you?
Exactly.
And I think, what is it, 68 is where the cutoff is and whether you have a life or not, kid, is that right?
That's right. So I'm trying to get below that 68. But, you know, okay. And here's the real key. So every morning I'll go and I'll sign into my BlogLines account, and it'll show me all of these feeds on the left-hand side of the page. Now, if they are highlighted, and then in brackets, it'll have a number. So, like, right now I'm looking at one that says, it's highlighted, and it says 20. That means there are 20 new stories from that website that I haven't read. So now it's a, do I want to click on it? If I click on it on the left-hand side, on the right-hand side, all of these articles, these 20 articles, now come in. So, and they're headlines with a brief blurb. If you want to read more, then you click on the highlighted headline and you go to the actual article. So you are informed of what's new. So as an example, I'm looking at a Business Week Online, the Tech Beat. It's got the number 2 there. Now, I now know there are 2 new articles that Business Week has, in essence, fed to me. So that's the beauty of this thing, is you don't click on it unless there's new information. Hello?
When they come in, they just have a one-liner, right?
A headline and just a brief blurb, yeah.
Right, right. So that makes it pretty easy. And this way people can get to you. People can stay in touch with you. They can get to your website, but you notify them when you have some new content for them, and it's automatic. The RSS capable technology. Once they say yes, they click on your little RSS button, I guess, on your website, and they give you permission to send them this feed, don't they?
Right, right. And again, it goes to the feed that you've set up. So I've got BlogLines.com is my client, in essence, that I use to send these feeds, and they'll send them only when you sign up. They're not going to send them to you if you don't sign up. So it's not like you'd kind of related it to email. You're not going to get spam, so you're not going to get it unless you sign up.
Right. When we come back, we're going to talk about. I want Ken to talk to us about how we can use this in our small business, and if this is going to, if he thinks this will ever replace opt-in email marketing. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Carlos Santana to take us out. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Lipo, the author of 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet, the series. What do you got, about 30 of these books now, Ken?
I think I'm pushing about 20 or so.
All right. Something under 30, then.
And I was going to write a book about blogs, and I decided rather than write the actual book, I was going to create a blog.
So, a blog about blogs.
A blog about blogs. So if people want to visit us, incredibleblogs.com. And I do have at the top entry there today is information about what we're talking about. So people don't have to write everything down. They can just go to incredibleblogs.com. And
well, you saved a lot of lead and ink there. People are taking notes like crazy right now. And so now just check out his website, folks. Tell us again. What is it again, Ken?
Incredibleblogs.com.
Incredibleblogs.com. Ken, I use RSS Reader for my RSS, for my really simple syndication that I get in. I'm connected to a number of different RSS feeds, and including, and by the way, folks, you're going to be able to have access to our blog and the information that we post every day by RSS feed probably this week. I think we're going to get that done this week, so you're going to want to check that out. Ken, I use RSS Reader. You use another kind. Tell us the name of it again.
The one that I use is BlogLines.com.
How do we find these RSS readers, and how do we get them?
Well, if you just do a search in any of the search engines and you type in RSS feeder or something, you'll find blog lines, and there's another one called NewsGator. So there's about five popular ones.
Should you say RSS software? Would that be a good way to search?
That would be that would work as long
that way,
as RSS
that way you just there. Strictly get the software, not a bunch of other stuff. How would we decide which one to use? I'm not sure why we picked this one.
That's a good question, and Blog Lines has gotten a lot of good feedback, a lot of good write ups, and I use it. It's simple to use, and so there's about five major ones. But what's happening now is since this has become relatively popular, our sites like Google are starting to provide RSS. I think within the last week they did that. If you happen to be a Yahoo fan, myyahoo.com,
right.
They provide it. So there's a lot of major providers, that offer the same type of capability.
Well, one of the things I'd like to help people think about RSS, Ken, is to say that when sometimes you go to someone like me or Ken and you subscribe to a newsletter. Ken, I know you had a newsletter at one time. I don't know if you still do or not. You have opt-in newsletters, and you gave them permission to send you the newsletter when it was ready, and when it was ready, it came into your email, and that's where you got it, or they sent you a notice that it was available, that kind of thing. This is very similar to that. It's just a different way to distribute the information, isn't it, Ken?
It's similar to that. However, this is dedicated just to that.
Right.
And what happens is, articles are being written on a daily basis or more frequently than, that hourly, whatever it may be. So they're coming to you. You don't go to it. And it's just one set of, basically, think of it almost like a newspaper, but it's all kinds of different sources giving you the information.
Do you see RSS as ultimately supplanting the email marketing?
I think over time, it's probably going to take a couple more years because, the stat you mentioned, 50% of the people don't even know what RSS is.
Right.
It seems like maybe only about 5% of people actually even use it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very popular in the blog world. But I think in another couple of years, because now, all the major providers like Google and other major corporations are starting to provide RSS. And what people need to do is if they go to a site that they really like, they need to look. They'll see if the site provides these feeds. They'll see the word RSS on there,
right?
And that basically means they're allowing the content to be sent to one of these products, like BlogLines.
And is it possible to spam people to send something by RSS that they didn't ask for?
As far as I know, the answer to that is no, because I certainly haven't seen it.
I haven't either, and so that's a good thing. Okay, and we've got 2 minutes, Ken, before we have to go. How should small business owners think about using RSS to penetrate their marketplace?
Well, a couple things is...
Serve customers.
Well, one thing is that if they have a website or a blog, blogs automatically allow for your site to be fed to these RSS feeders. So basically, if you have a blog, you don't have to do anything. People can automatically subscribe, so that's the nice thing. So you can set that up. On the other end, if you want to create this feed for yourself to read publications, whatever publications you read, whether it's the Wall Street Journal, Business Week, whatever magazine it is, whatever site you go to, create 5 or 10 feeds so the information's coming to you. And I like to use the slogan, work smart, not hard. Well, these experts are sending you the information, so you don't have to go all over the place to find it.
So if you got products that are coming in that you have a 25% of your customers like, and you tell them now if you'll subscribe to our blog by RSS, we'll post the day that these products are coming in. We'll post that on the RSS feed, and you'll get that, and you'll know when to come by and get your products.
That's right.
Can we do that?
So. And, just any announcements, anything you have to say, what's going on. Pretty much everyone's starting to blog. It's not, not every company's blogging, but a lot of companies are starting to do it.
Right.
And, it's just a way to be very timely in the information you send to people.
Mm-hmm. What are some other things that we need to know about? I'll tell you what, we just about run out of time. I guess I better not start another discussion. Ken, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us understand RSS a lot better.
Jim, always good to be with you.
Give us the website one more time.
Incredibleblog.com.
Incredibleblogs.com. Ken Lebo, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Thanks, Ken. See you next time.
Thanks.
Quick break, right back with our good friend Doug Stives. Right after these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.